Uh-oh.
Oh. I just broke a lifesaver and now it's in chunks so I can't spit it out.
Well, please do.
I can't. So you guys go ahead with news time. I'll be crunching.
I won't tell you through with your lifesaver.
Mm-mm. Can't spit it out.
I'll be sitting here for a while. God. How can you make one lifesaver sound so nauseating? One little lifesaver.
The same way you do with a newscast.
Well, then you're getting nothing. Get nothing for that. So you can just launch right into your commercial set.
No. Hey, did I tell you about the top 1,000 this year?
You didn't tell me when it begins.
Oh, it's going to start on Christmas. How about that?
Beautiful. That's a nice little piece of promotional work. Well, know-it-all's rubbing off on you. 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, they decide today whether pleasure yachts will dock at Fisherman's Terminal. Fishermen don't want them, but, you know, they need the dough. What are they going to do with the decision to be made today? The Blues are coming back. Blue Angels will fly again next summer. It's always the, hey, Peterson, what's the first, tell me what the first weekend in August is, 2002?
I have to think.
Okay, think.
The second weekend was the CEOs was August 11th and 12th. 11th, 12th, 10th, 11th, 3, 4.
They're in the fourth, so the Blues will fly that weekend. That was arrived the Wednesday prior to the hydroplane races, and then the big show is on Sunday, right? And you say that's August 4th?
Yes.
Yeah, and statistically, that's the best day of the year, right? Weather-wise.
Yes.
Is it not?
Not always.
Which means it always rains.
Sometimes rain.
On that day. Sometimes it does. Well, the M's sweeten the offer to Boo, and you want to make money, Peterson? You should have played pro ball because they have... offered Boone $30 million over 4 years. Jesus. How do you like that?
Yes.
Huh?
What's that come out to?
You don't play baseball.
No, I don't play baseball.
That's what I'm saying. If you put down that lousy trumpet solo and started pitching a baseball.
I want to play piano in venue. I don't want to play ball. I have bad leg. I cannot be not athletic anymore.
Yeah, $30 million over 4 years. How much is that a million?
A year is $7.5 million.
Yeah. And how much would they take out of there? How much tax?
Not even sure. 28%, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But more than that, more than honey.
39.5, I hate to tell you.
Got news.
So if they take 39.5% out for taxes, what's that leave Boone with?
Just about $80 million.
God, that's some pretty quick thinking, Peterson. That's good. And the Mariners have traded away Brett Tomko, Lamkin, catcher Lamkin, Ramon what's his name? Vesquez. Ramon didn't play a lot, but they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a catcher, Ben Davis, from San Diego. Where's he from? Do you know? Have any idea?
Who, me?
Anybody.
I'll take that one.
Huh? Know it all? Where do you think he's from?
I'm going to go with Panama.
The USA?
No.
Well, no, he
Australia?
Is.
Australia?
Australia?
Ben Davis and Vascar Serrano. An infielder. Alex Arias.
What do you think? Say that again. Say it with that fabulous roll.
Rolling the R. Could be Santiago, Chile. Your guess is as good as mine.
Argentina.
Did you fellas hear the chief executive today reading stories to kids? Here's George W. at the White House.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear... but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer.
Reindeer. Now, see, Clinton couldn't read that because of the part about the wandering eye. Mrs. Clinton would not have been happy with that.
I have to, okay.
And here's some more W.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof as I drew in my head. And was turning around down the chimney. St. Nicholas came with a bound. He came right down the chimney.
Bummer.
Like a bunker buster.
That's hard to do, isn't it?
Not when you're riding a 15,000-pound bomb. That's pretty easy. That's W at the White House reading to kids. 7 minutes after 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people wanted to know if we could post on our website the RFA spot. And that's on the Gritty Jerry Bumpus reports. The RFA, what is that? Do you know what RFA is?
Any idea what that is? No at all? RFA. I don't know what Mad Fab's
talking
about.
I don't either, and that's a request.
RFA.
Take a guess at that.
RFA.
What could that mean?
I wonder what that could mean.
Take a shot at that. Yeah, RFA.
RFA.
Radio.
Free. F.
Oh.
Again.
That's what it is.
No,
Radio
no.
Free Afghanistan.
You
did
through.
It.
You pull through in a clinch, Noah. All I can count on you.
And they love it. They love the Grady Jerry Bumpus guy. And so we will get that up for you. This gentleman. And
what do you think of this know-it-all, Peterson? Is he about the brightest guy you've ever met?
The only thing funny is the only strum, the 1 or 2 string on his
does
six
not,
strings.
No, you know, Richard was in here during the last song telling know-it-all that his albums are
Peterson?
Much better than know-it-all's.
Is that what you think?
But, it's true. My album's better.
Oh, you think that's true?
It's true. My better sounds a lot better. My album sounds a lot better.
Okay, why do you think yours sounds better? I'm going to get one of yours right now.
Okay, if you think that's so true, and you don't care for, like, for example...
I've been single my life. I've been single every day, and I've been...
Okay, so you don't like that, right, Richard?
I don't care for it.
Okay, you don't care about... Well, wait a second. Hold just a second. Well, if that's true, then how come he has a guy covering his?
It's a different tune.
Okay.
I think he's doing our cover of that tune. Yeah.
No, he did not cover that tune.
Now, Peterson, you tell me. Here, I have the William Luce songbook.
Yes.
That's your CD, right?
Yes.
When was that? When did you produce that? When was
it released?
It's released
99.
All right. You tell me, what's the best cut on it? Cut what? Give me a number.
Number 15.
Number 15. I'm dialing that up right now. Here's number 15. It is queuing up, and this is your best work.
Yes.
Right? Getting anything there. Enough right now to pit this up.
This will sound a lot better than Mr. Know It All.
What's the name of your cut, Know It All? Do you want to, what is it? Do you want to get to know me better?
You really want to know me?
You really
want to know.
Yeah.
You really want to know. You want to put the, what do you think your best cut is, Know It All?
Go with the single.
I've been single my life.
I've been single. I like that. Peterson, we're going to put I've been single all my life up again. What's the name of this, Peterson?
Way up in the mountain. The old Run and Lust theme song, the Bill Brewer, the 1957 Travelogue.
That's a long title. That title sucks. That's way too long.
This does not suck. This is good music.
Well,
this is good music.
All right, there is
song can sell
number
it.
One.
Uh-huh, that's number one right there. Play that louder, John.
Thank you.
All right. It's a SmackDown of sorts, Radio SmackDown. Battle of the Bands. Will it be that selection? Or will it be...
And I've been single every night as I've been single a week. And I've been single every week and every month. I've been single as I've been...
It's time to make that phone call, friends.
1-800-252.
Now, there is no true way of judging art. It's very subjective, so please don't take any of the calls we get personally. We're just going to, you know, measure the audience reaction to either of your selections, and I'll just jump on the phone. Ew, sorry about that. Who do you prefer?
Who do I prefer?
Mm.
For what? For that guy?
Yeah, well, for, is it going to be Peterson or is it going to be Know-It-All?
Well, I'll tell you what. Know-It-All, that guy, if, well, I don't know.
You can't pick. All right, there's one indecision. Go ahead.
I've been single all my life.
One vote for I've been single all my life. Hello?
Know-It-All.
All the way.
Peterson gets a vote.
Tie 1-1. Peterson 1, Know-It-All 1.
And your vote?
I would like to have the title go to Mr. Know-It-All.
Mr. Know-It-All's I've been single.
2, Peterson 1.
What do you want my music?
Shh. Hang on, Richard. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, what do you pick?
I pick Mr. Know-It-All.
Mr. Know-It-All, so there you got a 3-1 lead. Hello?
I've been single all my life.
What is wrong with my music?
Okay, there's 4-1. Hello?
We're voting.
It's Peterson by a long shot.
No, there's one for Peterson. 4-2.
You like that, Richard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say?
I say Peterson technically is better, but Know-It-All is vulnerable, puts his heart out there, and it's a lot more emotionally.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a 5-2.
Do you understand, Peterson, what are you saying there? That yours is beautifully crafted, but yet Know-It-All bears his soul. Do you feel you've
done
that?
I don't care what must Know-It-All. Why don't you vote for me?
Okay, well, just relax. Hello, who do you vote for?
Absolutely, Richard Peterson.
All right, now it's 3-5.
Thank you.
Hi.
Know-It-All all the way.
Okay, there's 6-3. Man, hello?
Losing.
Hello.
Yes, what do you say?
Peterson's pretty good, but I got to vote for know-it-all.
All right, that there's 7-3. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, Peterson all the way.
Okay, there's 7-4. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I got to vote for Mr. Know-it-all.
All right, 8-4.
What is wrong with my music?
I don't know.
There's
hi.
Nothing wrong with your music.
It's good music.
How come you vote for the bad music? But Mr.
He hasn't voted at all. He hasn't voted yet. Quit yelling at him.
This is the democratic process.
All right, what do you say?
Oh, we elected George Bush.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you want?
I'm going with Peterson.
Good, okay, nice. So there is 8-5. Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Gotta be Peterson for his own sanity.
Say. Okay, all right. 6-8. Hello.
A mercy vote, Richard.
Hello.
Yes, your choice, please.
Yes, Peterson, please.
Okay, ooh, there's 7-8.
It's
coming
almost
up.
Tied up.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Know it all.
Okay.
Ooh, 9-7.
Hello.
Takes
hi, Peterson.
Okay,
Peterson.
8-9. Gosh, it's getting tight.
By one vote. We're going to take 4 more votes.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Know-it-all.
Okay.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, Richard.
Now you know how Gore feels.
Hello.
It's got to be Peterson. People voting for the other man just have no taste.
Okay. Well, see, now there's a lady that likes you.
Peterson,
hello.
We're taking 1 more phone call. 2 more.
Yes.
Two
Richard.
More.
Richard, it's
it
tied.
It's tied up. Yes. At 10-9. Richard.
10-10.
10-10.
All right. Okay. I got it, Lolita.
Yeah, want to vote?
Yeah, go ahead and vote.
This is the final vote. You are going to determine exactly who the winner is in the Battle of the Bands.
The next Garth Brooks, Mr. Know-it-all.
Oh, shucks!
Congratulations!
Why is bothering my music? I lose!
You lost by only a vote, Richard.
I wanted to take zero votes.
Nope. The voting is over. Thank you for your phone calls. It's 5:15.
Congratulations.
But I don't care for his music. Thank you.
I don't care.
My music.
Congratulations, Mr. Know-it-all. Did you like that you won?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bet you did.
They were good cars.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Know-it-all doesn't scream at the audience. That might help him get some votes. Leave the screaming up to me. Wayne writes us and he says, comparing Mr. Know-it-all's music to Richard's is like comparing apples to oranges. Both are classics, yet completely different. The raw, minimalist stylings of Know-it-all versus the intricate symphonic depth of Richard. It clearly comes down to a matter of taste, which I agree completely. No one is really a loser in this affair, except for Peterson. You did lose the Battle of the Bands.
Richard, by the way, Robin, has a prepared statement that he would like to read at this time. Richard,
okay.
Please.
Go ahead, Richard.
Hello, friends. This is Richard Peterson to prove I
am not a sore loser.
I'm not a sore loser. Let's give away my latest CD. Not Rotten. My CD is not rotten. It's a great arrangement.
Who wrote Rotten down there?
You did, John.
That must be a typo.
You crossed that off.
Let's have me cross that out.
You got to start that again, though.
Did you cough on that, Richard?
Mm-hmm.
John, you can just delete that.
No, our CD is more rotten than my CD. My own CD is...
well, now, wait a minute. You don't want me to call yours rotten, but you can call Mr. Know-it-all's rotten. Is that right?
Because the only storm is less of 1 or 2 strings.
I know. You've said that several times now.
God, Peterson, you know something? Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I think you're really on to something.
We'll call him the big loser from now on, okay?
I don't want to be a loser.
No,
we're don't wonder why I don't
we're
get
teasing.
We're just
we're teasing,
screwing around
honey.
With you, Peterson.
You know we love you.
Yes,
we
people
take
should
good
vote
care
for my
of
CD,
you.
Not for Mr. Know-it-all.
Well,
you
too
had
late.
You had 10 out of 11. 10 out of 21, you were close.
Yes.
And I have to respond now, or have Lolita respond, to the photograph of she and Mr. Know-it-all that is now posted at robinandmaynard.com. Apparently, and you're getting, people think you're absolutely darling as you are. We've said she's darling. And you're 18. Can you explain?
19.
Are you 19 now?
Next week.
In like a few weeks.
A few weeks, okay.
What's the day?
January 1st.
Oh.
Okay. There's a giant wet spot on the crotch of your jeans. And everyone is commenting about this huge wet spot in the crotch of her jeans. They're saying she's darling, but what's with the wet spot?
Know-it-all, you dog.
Yeah, I was hoping that nobody would see that, but in the bathrooms here, if you lean up against the sink, your pants get wet.
Oh, no. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen to me.
Well, don't tell that to Know-it-all. He was getting his hopes up.
So that's what the wet spot's from.
How did they picked that up.
Well, look it. Everybody has written, did you pee your pants, was one of the main questions. What's with the wet spot? Know-it-all, you rogue, you rapscallion.
It's all know-it-all.
It's 100% know-it-all. All right. Okay, I just wanted to ask you about it. I had no answer to the wet spot question. So, all right. Lolita, you want to jump in there and give away a copy of the Richard Peterson William Luce songbook CD? And Mr. Know-It-All, where can we get your CD? Where is it available?
It's on my website.
You would have to be Albert Einstein to get on your website.
Not really. All you have to do is go to Yahoo as the search engine and type in Robert Ahlberg, A-L-B-E-R-G.
That's the easy way. Mm-hmm. What is your web address, though, if somebody were to put it in their URL box? Just say it, Know-It-All.
Members.tripod.com with a slash lighthouse 7 slash... And then in capital letters, about rma.html.
Right.
Well, see, who could ever do it? 5:23. Madam Fabulina calls for traffic.
I already did it.
Buzzard's CD is the best selection of pre-owned CDs, videos, and DVDs anywhere. Buzzard's CDs, downtown Tacoma, where you'll find the perfect Christmas gift. At the perfect price only at Buzzard's CDs. Wouldn't that be something, Peterson, to have something under the tree on the 25th from Buzzard's?
Yes.
Do you have a tree at your house?
No.
Do you want one?
No, thank you.
Okay. Now, whoever wins your CD, would you mind autographing that for them personally?
I could autograph it. But where will I see the person?
Well, they're going to... We'll know their name, and then we'll send it to them.
I'll mail it.
All right? This day is really working out well. Thank you, fellas, for coming, and it's made it very nice... for the Robin and Maynard audience. 5:24 in the evening, coming up at 5:35. Quiz Show Phooey.
Don't be surprised. Be prepared.
You know what I'm thinking, Richard? And I think that this is a valid fact. I wanted to wait to do the Battle of the Bands with you, Peterson, until we had a copy of Poor Don't Walk Light, which I think is one of your best pieces, aside from Mathisization. That you've ever done.
One of the country songs I composed in 81.
Right. So if you did Poor Don't Walk Light and then we put it up against Know It All, I mean, it might have had a different outcome. You don't know.
Yes.
Things can change. All righty. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Rain's coming tonight and tomorrow, and then it should slack off a little bit, then a little heavier on
Thursday. Hey, Peterson, ask Robin what she's eating this afternoon.
I'm not, no.
Ask her what she just had.
I didn't pay attention.
You didn't hear that, huh?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, she had that mug. She had that yap stuffed full of grub.
I'd like to see some snow in the forecast in the Seattle area.
I had a big ball, a lifesaver hole. See, look at this, Richard. I'm looking through a ball hole at you. Pretty good, huh?
Oh. We're nothing but the finest in entertainment. Knocking ourselves out here.
The Hollywood Waltz from the Eagles at 5:28.
From what year?
None of your business. That's what year. It's a good song. You can tell me the year, Richard. When did One of These Nights come out?
1975.
That's the year then, because that's from One of These Nights. Yeah.
Album.
That's the album.
Yes.
The song is the Hollywood Waltz. It's the Eagles, as you know.
Well, Hollywood Waltz was never a hit song.
No, it was an album song.
Yes.
No, it was Stoners.
It wasn't the Stoners. Yeah. AOR played it. Those of us without our heads in a jingle bucket.
You had your head in a brown paper bag.
Bull crap.
Huffing some
Everybody
bad
on
dope.
That record. Everybody
it's a
owns
thing.
It's no, it wasn't
in a corner,
a stoner thing.
Paranoid, whimpering, with a breathing out of a paper sack.
Nobody ever did that.
Smoking contraband. It's the only ones. There's about one guy.
You know,
down there.
You were busy playing those jingles and what's the weather and here's the news. Play me one of those. That's the news and all the jingle songs and people that were hip and cool.
Stoners listening to that song, that Peterson. Song. You tagged it there. Never a hit.
About an hour ago, you played a bottle falling down sound effect.
Bottle falling down.
Sound effect.
Well, good. I'm glad we did that for you. News time this hour is brought to you by Alaska Airlines.
That's right. Here's the news. While it's hot, here's worldwide news from On the Spot.
Here's the news while it's hot. Here's worldwide news.
There you go.
On the spot.
Well, the U.S. soldiers tried and they tried. But they could not do it. The Taliban have escaped. Hundreds of Taliban and Al-Qaeda troops, including many of the remaining leaders, have slipped out of Afghanistan into neighboring Iran and Pakistan. U.S. soldiers tried to block escape routes, Couldn't do it. And the American Anti-Slavery Group wants Britney Spears' new little song, I'm a Slave for You, numeral 4, large U, I'm a Slave for You. They want that banned. I know, they want it banned. And Mariah Carey's going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner at, what is the Super Bowl? What's the one coming up? 35? On February 3rd, that's Super Bowl this year, February 3rd. Mariah Carey will be in the spotlight. It's 5:35. Robin, Richard,
I've got a couple of things I wanted to address here. And I haven't pre-read this one, Richard, but it's, I think it's directed to you. It says, when I was a young architect, I worked at an office that was designing the 76-story Seafirst Tower. The office was located on Capitol Hill. One day, this fellow walks in off the street and tells the receptionist, I want to see the big building. I remember the owner of the firm coming out and getting into an argument with the fellow. The fellow was persistent and wanted to see the big building, eventually putting the owner of the firm, Chester Lindsay, in a headlock. It all ended peacefully. I seem to recall that the fellow was Richard Peterson, but I'm not totally sure. Will you ask him? It would have been early in 82.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. The building went up in 84.
But
oh, I got an earplug.
You got no earplug?
The building went up in 84, groundwork in 82, steel frame appear in the basement in 83.
Did you ever go and see, say you wanted to see the big building?
I can see it from the outside.
No, but did you ever go to this architect's office?
I went to the architect's office. Mm-hmm. The picture appeared in the Daily Journal Commons by the fall of 1980.
Yeah, but did you ever go to the architect's office?
I think after I saw the picture.
Uh-huh. So the answer, sir, is yes. This guy writes, I've got it. Know-it-all and Richard could do a duet on a mandolin. It's a short-necked instrument that you typically strum one string at a time.
I won't play mandolin. I will play piano.
All right. Lolita Pyle Honeyface. They say Honeyface fits you a lot better than Lolita.
5:37, Don Tennant. Oh, Robin.
Maynard.
Maynard. Don Tennant. Obituary. Don.
Yeah?
He created Tony the Tiger, the Pillsbury Doughboy, and the Marlboro Man. Oh, he did a lot. He also did Fly the Friendly Skies of United. But I ask you, who did this?
Oh, you need pup, pup, pup to make a pupper dutter. Marshmallow pup and lots of peanut butter.
What did he say? You need fluff?
Fluff, fluff, fluff. Marshmallow fluff, ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Well, they have it on the shelf at the Admiral Thriftway in West Seattle, strawberry marshmallow fluff.
Never heard of it.
Would you like me to bring some in for you?
No.
Huh? I think you might.
You've been snooping around the deep, dark recesses of the Admiral Thriftway to find that. Yeah. You really have to look.
I wasn't looking for it. It just...
popped out at you?
It came to me.
Oh, so did you ever have that as a kid?
No.
What would you put that on?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Huh.
Absolutely looked god-awful. But I'll bring some in.
Okay.
Maybe we'll send it to somebody along with your CD, Peterson. How would that be?
Have you played Mr. Alka-Seltzer yet?
Not Speedy, not yet. Hey,
no, he's coming up here in a second, but right now...
And now a sweet little bundle from Texas, sweetest chocolate candy. The tantalizing Honeyface.
There you go, Honeyface.
Oh, that was great.
Hi, Honeyface. So bad Santa malls, bad Santa. Bad Santa. How can you tell?
Bad mall Santas? His beard smells like fish.
Right.
He takes his cigarette break in front of the toy store.
Check.
Tells kids that when Christmas is over, he's keeping the beard and joining the Taliban.
Oh, that's
yes.
A bad Santa.
Yes, siree.
Oh, and where are the Taliban? Now they're in Iran and Iraq, right? What borders do you have? Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Pakistan.
Iran.
Iran.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, Iraq doesn't share the border. But wait a minute, where's my... what?
Pakistan.
No, he mentioned
Pakistan
that.
And Iran, that's what I said, right?
Hey, by the way...
they slip over the border? We've got... what our guys were doing, watching the border.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They're watching the trails out of there. They're covered with snow. They're 6,000 feet. How'd they get through?
Mm.
God. Well, they said it was going to be tough.
Oh, Know-It-All knows.
How do you know? What do you say, Know-It-All?
I think it's a lot to do with the weather. Our troops are not that experienced to... work in the Afghan cold winter weather.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
very
they
good.
Don't like that. Those kids sit out there and eat lunch and that stuff, don't they?
Right.
Hey, speaking of gangs, I noticed something today that I thought, this is really not that odd for Seattle. But in the capital of the worst drivers in the world, even the gangsters can't drive. They can't drive.
In this town?
No.
I haven't seen any. You know, they never can drive. You know, they drive. If you do the gangster lean too much, your foot falls off the gas.
Well, that's the thing. Or you're down in the chair so far. Yeah. You know, you're down in the front seat. You can't even see the speedometer. But, yeah. Almost got tagged by a couple of gangsters today.
You're kidding. Well,
no,
speaking of tags.
It wasn't malicious intent. It's just that they didn't know what the hell they were doing behind the wheel of their lowriders.
I swear to you, and I can't say the guy's name, but I will say the name Wade. You know who you are in West Seattle, 2 o'clock in the morning, 60 miles an hour, hitting 7 cars drunk off your ass.
Oh, boy.
I hope,
that's some
Wade.
Hot bunkhouse action.
These people work so hard to keep their cars nice, you know, and they both of them work hard jobs 5 days a week. And
well,
this
Robin
guy comes along
this morning and
takes the crap out of
it. So there was a guy named Wade who was snot hanging blind behind the wheel and took out 7 cars. You know, and some kids do that. How old was this guy?
34.
And, I mean, there were kids that do it with beaters.
Yeah, but this...
You know, deliberately, but he was just hammered.
Just hammered, and those people that work so hard to keep their car nice and to get a new car, and then he takes it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wade. Very
well,
kind of
Stanley
you.
Stanley Park did the same thing to Roy Otis's fire-breathing monster. Good. Remember when that was rear-ended? That was rough.
Here's the weather.
Rain and snow in the gorgeous, gorgeous snow-capped Cascades.
Time to play Quiz Show Fooey. Call now.
The spirit of the season. Clinical Research Center at 206-292-CARE. That's 206-292-CARE.
Let's play Quiz Show Fooey. Now, here's Robin and Maynard.
Oh, you dirty dog.
Yeah, I went through the same thing.
Oh, you dirty...
Dirty dog.
Dirty
old
there
dog. Here,
go.
I'll take a contestant. I'll make it easier
I got it.
For you. You okay?
Yeah,
on
I'm
one?
Good to go now.
Are you on
this,
one?
No,
you like, squared up on one?
Well, you got the line open.
Well,
so
there you go. Grab one.
Joe?
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, hi. Joe. Here we go. Quiz Show Fooey. We'll deduct $10 McLennan dollars in cash. Oof. We start with 100. For each incorrect answer, we'll deduct 10. So here we go.
Joe, hi. How you doing? Say hello to Richard Peterson, Mr. Know-It-All. It's Joe on the phone, you guys.
Hi.
Joe?
Hi.
And how many RPM does a mosquito operate?
And how many RPM?
How many RPMs?
Golly. 1,500.
I thought you tagged it there for a second, Joe, but you're real slow. Wouldn't even stay in the air. Crash dive at 1,500.
Kathy?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, if he's way low, I'll say 15,000.
Hey, Kathy. Good for you. That's 90 McClendon Hardware bucks.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good for Christmas. You can get something decent.
Right on.
All right. Hang on the line, Kathy.
Thanks.
15,000, my, what a fact we had.
What'd you think of that, Know-It-All? Of course, you probably knew, right?
Yeah, it was fast.
Mm-hmm. Northbound I-5 express lanes before the Ship Canal Bridge. It seems that there is a giant object in the roadway. What would you think that is, Know-It-All?
Something out of the sky?
Mm-hmm.
I think you might be onto something.
There you go.
Why not? That's what the guy that we had on last week thought.
Well, guys.
And he thought that something that came out of the sky picked him up and transported him. You know, you don't have to shop around for the best deal on car stereos or wireless phones, Peterson. No, just go to Car Toys Holiday Sale. Nobody beats a Car Toys deal, guaranteed.
Tell you something, fellas. We've got a version of the Most Happy Fella coming up in a little under an hour from right now. It's a rebroadcast from an earlier transmission on this very radio station. And gentlemen, tell me, what did you think of that broadcast when you first heard it? Go ahead.
That was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
Oh, I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
Oh, it was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo!
Oh, Richard, should we do it again live?
Yeah, I mean, not live. Record it.
No.
We consumers today want...
So down. It was a great show, wasn't it, Know-It-All?
Yeah, it was.
Know-It-All and I were just reflecting on the fact that we ran into each other one night at a Robert Plant show in the Tacoma Dome, and it was a really good show.
Good, long one, too.
Yeah, and he was with the Honey Drippers when he had that band, and they had the big blow-ups of the jukeboxes and everything
right
on stage, you remember? And then we saw each other at a ZZ Top show. We used to hang out a lot of concerts and run into each other.
Van Halen in 1981.
Right. Right. Remember, good seeing you there.
It is Old Home Week, Know-It-All, and I have to tell you, with you and Peterson in the studio this afternoon, time has flown.
It is absolutely running at top speed.
That was Cashmere from the mid-1970s by Led Zeppelin, Cashmere near Wenatchee.
Yeah, Cashmere is near Wenatchee, yeah. Richard. That's very good.
Yeah, that's a good back announce, Peterson. Way to jump in there.
Do you know
pal.
What I wish that back and I wish that your recording of The Most Happy Fellow was as clean and bright and perfect as your back announce?
We'll play that back for you in about 20 minutes here. And
no, it's you want to do it then?
Well,
okay,
yeah,
that's cool. That's cool.
If that works.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
I'd like to do this. Let's news it here at 2 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Brought to you by Are you the disc jockey, Richard?
Yes.
Okay, yes, then fine, you are.
Yeah. The world is just whatever you make it, right, Richard?
It's all yours, Richard.
It's your oyster, isn't it?
Yes.
You notice that Mr. Know-It-All sits in the studio and he's silent until he's called upon. Richard, have you ever thought of that?
I just wanted to say that I saved the ID.
Just had to do it, didn't you?
Had to do it.
No, you have to. News Time is brought to you by Underwater Sports.
Would you consider that a bad habit, Richard?
No.
Okay. Fine. Robin, tell me who's singing this song right here. See if you recognize this voice. And listen to it carefully here before you...
I won't jump.
All right. Come on.
It's time for you.
Frank.
It's time to spread your wings.
Is it Frank, though?
The things you've always wanted to do.
Is it Frank?
It's all out there.
It's Frank.
You sure about that?
I don't know if it's Frank Jr. or Sr., though.
So many places to be, faces to see. Break
it's certainly a Frank Sinatra.
No, it's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, it is Frank Sinatra, actually. It was recorded in 1981. It was recorded for his friend Lee Iacocca to use in a Chrysler commercial, but it was never used, and now it will be used to promote which city? Las Vegas.
Really?
That's right. Las Vegas. Tomorrow's Frank Sinatra Day in Las Vegas, and the name of the song is It's Time for You. Time for you to come back into the glass high-rises of Las Vegas and face it like a man. It's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. U.S. soldiers tried today, but they couldn't hold the Taliban back. And, you know, you have heard for weeks now that the Marines, Special Forces, Commandos had them surrounded. There's no way out. But there was a way out. It's just that our guys didn't know about it because hundreds of Taliban and Al-Qaeda troops, including many of the remaining leaders, have slipped out of the country. They are in Iran. They are in Pakistan.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they thought they had them completely surrounded, though I could be wrong. I know that they had moved in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, they had.
Hoping to block one area, but the other side is real mountainous.
Yeah, kind of the way it was portrayed, I thought they had them surrounded. And you want out, you come down this trail, and here we are.
Now, Rumsfeld said that
hundreds of them got out.
He was saying today, he said, listen, this is no sure thing here. You know, they know the area, we really don't, and they're just going on with information they had. I think that... So they say the leaders, too, because they can't find Omar, that worm, those chicken bastards, I have to say. You know, they're going to show the film tomorrow, by the way, the tape. There was a couple of reasons they held back from this thing. They wanted to make sure it was valid, that it was a legitimate thing that hadn't been messed with. And the reason that they're showing it, of course, is to show those in the Muslim world.
What does that mean, messed with?
That it wasn't tampered with and wasn't enhanced or, you know, the audio changed, anything like that.
Or that it wasn't prefabricated?
Yeah, it's because those in the Muslim world are saying, well, the United States has just made a film. Technically, they're able to do it and they can have him say whatever they want him to say. So that was part of the reason they had to make sure everything was on the up and up. And
But maybe there was a pre-plan that it would be shown, that they knew that if it was left behind it would be found and then shown, and there was something on the tape.
I don't even know if that was. I think that we're going too deep on this one to think
so,
that.
So it's not like the toothbrush in
the toothbrush story. Yeah, right. Where you did something with your camera,
right?
Yeah, you gotta have a camera and a toothbrush.
It's not like that. Okay.
No. You know, and we're talking about the military, and I was just overhearing a conversation between you, Mr. Know-It-All, and lovely what is she called now? Honeypuss? Honeycakes? Hotcakes? What's her name? What is
Lolita
it?
Lolita Pie Honey Bunch?
No. The new name. The intro that you stole and given her.
Honeyface. Well, let's see. Let's check and get a corroboration on that.
Okay.
And now a sweet little bundle from Texas, sweet as chocolate candy. The tantalizing Honeyface.
Yeah, Honeyface was in the studio talking with Know-It-All, and Know-It-All was telling her that he himself was almost a military man.
Oh, no kidding.
I tried to enter the service by going into the MEPS, the entrance processing service in downtown Seattle, just a few blocks from here. I got like a 30% passing score on the written ASVAB test in the U.S. Navy Reserves. I was disqualified in the medical test.
In the medical test.
Oh, and sorry about that.
That's too bad because, you know.
You really wanted to go, but you wanted to go into the reserves. You would have been called up.
Right.
Yeah, and you would have been a fighting man overseas. Wow. See?
Fate plays strange tricks, does it not? And now look at you. You're a rock star. You have your own album. You won the Battle of the Bands.
There's a lot of things you can try for. If there's one thing you don't make it through, like the military, there's other places you can try out for.
And you know what? You never give up. You are a tenacious man. I love that about you, know it all.
Right.
Now, this email comes in from Maynard. Let me tell you about...
I'm going to start calling you Mr. Know-It Pitbull All.
Let me tell you about Fluff. A coworker originally from back east told me about Fluff. You can only get it in little kosher sections of stores, but it looks like your garden variety Kraft marshmallow. I was told to substitute the Kraft stuff in fudge, and you can never go wrong. It makes the best fudge. I'm not kidding. We drove up to QFC in Fremont, found a couple of containers, and tried it right away. Creamy and smooth. Let that be our secret and all of Seattle's. Love, Scott.
What are people saying about Fluff?
Well, I had a friend who is from the East Coast, and they had peanut butter and fluff sandwiches as kids.
Oh, you need fluff, fluff, fluff. Fluff or nutter. Marshmallow fluff and lots of peanut butter.
I guess, you know.
First you spread, spread, spread your bread with peanut butter and marshmallow fluff and have a fluff or nutter. When you enjoy, joy, joy, your fluff and peanut butter, you're
glad
you have enough for another fluff or nutter.
Fluffer Nutter. A Fluffer Nutter sandwich. Now that makes all the sense in the world, and I shouldn't put it down having not tried it. I hate people that say, I hate turnips, and they've never tried it.
I'll bring some in tomorrow, and you will try it, and you will try it on the air. Hey, it's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Crappy weather.
Calls for rain and snow in the Cascades. The beautiful Cascades remind me, each peak reminds me of a symphony orchestra with two...
And what did you think about that?
It's overstated.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I can tell you that I am exhausted. Tonight is going to be two glass of red wine evening, I believe.
Uh-oh. Back off the wagon. 6:29, yeah. Well, it was, the day flew by. Battle of the Bands, know-it-all. You beat Richard Peterson. The score, 11-10. Sorry, sorry about that,
Peterson.
Yeah, Peterson
got smoked on. And I think it was primarily the fact that Richard's song sucked. It wasn't as good as... Poor Don't Walk Light.
But my song is not suck.
Well,
The Way Up the Mountain, C-73 by William Lewis, it's not suck. It's good music.
Yeah, but you copied it from someone else. No one else was original.
I don't know. No, original. No, a lot of the music is not original. Nobody had a hit of C-73. Phil Green Orchestra was the only orchestra recorded before me.
Yeah, but listen to this and tell me what you think.
Fall in love with, and I sure haven't found anyone to fall in love with.
What do you think of that so far?
It suck.
No, it does not suck. No, at all, don't take that. You're the winner anyway, right?
It's an original.
It's an original piece that he's written.
And the U.S. Government Copyright Office has it on file.
Yeah.
Under my name.
A lot of stuff is fictional.
No.
A lot of stuff is a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
Check it out.
He's got a copyright because he's a smart guy.
No, it is not.
And he's got a little cash, and he has his songs copyrighted, Richard.
You know, Peterson, there's a particular brand of arrogance that comes with a lot of you artists, but yours I find particularly fascinating in that you don't want anybody to say your work sucks, but you're the first one to say their work sucks.
And Mr. Doyle, I'll play just one note on the strings, so it's not professional.
Well, yes, but at least he sings, which is something you won't do.
But he doesn't carry a tune like professional singer.
But, Richard, artists are misunderstood. Many don't understand Picasso, yet he's a great artist.
Well, what about this then, Richard? I mean, let's talk about this. He sings, he writes his own music, and now somebody else has changed the tune, but listen to the words. They're the same.
I think this recording is before Mr. Noel, our recording.
No, actually, Know It Alls came first.
What year?
The same this year.
Just a
couple
weeks
think
ago.
This recording could be done some time ago.
When did you do yours, Know-It-All? When did you record that song?
Earlier this year.
Okay.
And then this song just came out 2 days ago.
Well, before my music.
We had the voting. We took 21 votes.
And I thought we took two extra votes.
Well, on the air, we took 21 votes. Of the 21, you had 10. It was very close. It could have gone either way.
Yes.
It's a tough business.
Mm-hmm.
You want my music to lose.
No, I didn't want...
Nobody wants...
It was a democratic
don't
process.
Don't pull this manipulation.
You want my music to lose.
Wait a minute, Richard. You were sitting here. We took the phone calls.
Yes.
Do we control what the people say? No, we don't.
You sound like my mother. This guilt trip crap, Richard. Knock it off.
You want the Tuba Man to win.
Want the Tuba Man to win. I could care less who wins.
You sound a little bit like Al Gore.
And I don't even get enough piano gigs.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I need a piano gig so I can pay the bills. U.S. Quest bills.
Okay.
Friends, do not be deceived, because even though he's yelling in the background, he has plenty of money to pay his house.
But my money's going down.
Everybody's money's going down. We're in a recession.
Richard, I can't multitask. I can only handle one subject at a time. Mr. Know-It-All, congratulations. You have won the Battle of the Bands tonight. Hey, by the way, speaking of great music, you'll hear 1,000 of the tippity-top, the very best, between Christmas and New Year's. We count them down, beginning at 1,000, right down to number one.
Marty, hello. It's my fault. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, Marty, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Who is this? Robin?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh.
It's Robin.
Robin, it's Marty. I sent you some emails today. About half of them got bounced back. So I'm Marty from Montana.
Yeah, Marty from Montana. All right.
Did you get those emails today?
Some of them I wish I hadn't gotten, and a couple of them I've seen a few times before.
Well, the ones you bounced back, have you seen the 100 grand one where the two radio personalities...
Yeah, wait a second. Now, Marty?
Yeah?
I didn't bounce any back.
I know you didn't. My system did.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen... I saw a couple of them, but Marty, go ahead and resend those.
It's Marty from Montana, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to you, Martin, and thank you for phoning. Okay.
Man.
You know, with those guys, Lolita, you just... 25 before 7
Nothing.
O'clock.
You could have the Pope on.
But John's going to have an interesting car ride.
Not that we're going to elevate this to Pope status, but I'm telling you, you could have the Pope on.
We're going to have an interesting...
Hey, it's Marty from Montana. I've been trying to get a hold of you.
I like Marty. Hey, he had a nice letter. Hey, you're going to have an interesting drive home tonight because you will be chauffeuring Mr. Know-It-All to the east side and Richard Peterson to his fine abode on Capitol Hill.
I am the guy. I'm the chosen one.
Finally, you do it. Yeah. I've been doing it for months.
It was resolved after about 30 minutes of hot debate. Yes, in the 35th anniversary edition of the red Camaro convertible. 5.7 liters, 5.7 RSL is going to be transporting you, Richard Peterson.
Yes.
My cantankerous friend. You've been surly today.
He's
Peterson.
Ornery
you know
today.
That? You have really been ornery.
Why have you been so ornery?
Not kidding, the way I am.
That's just the way you are? Well, you were pretty good for a couple of months. You're just ornery in hell.
Yes.
And you know it all. Have been exemplary in your
behavior.
He's
a fine behavior, as
usual.
I'm telling
you, it's a pleasure to have you into the studio.
He's a well-bred man.
Yeah.
We don't have a record ready here, but thanks for that one. I tell you what.
Here, you want a record? Try this. What's this one, Peterson?
C-73 by William Luce, Way Up in the Mountain.
Now, this is your own work, right?
It's a William Luce composer in the 50s. Phil Green recorded it in the 50s, and I recorded this verse in the 90s.
Well, see, that's why you didn't lose. You ripped it off from somebody. And Know-It-All had original work. So there is the Battle of the Bands loser. Oh, that's rough.
That's too bad.
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm. From Flintstone. That music was from Flintstone. The laughing music from Flintstone.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is Method Man for 1976.
75 on
76.
This 75.
They hit in 76.
Boy. Talk about the meat grinder. This one was a gassaroo. I have to say, I had a ball today. Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All, for coming into the studio.
And you're welcome.
And I hope to see you again sometime soon.
Sometime soon.
Right.
Good luck with CD sales and good luck with...
And
you know
bring,
what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the little hotties, right?
Hey, I heard Lolita was in here telling you.
The blonde ones.
Yeah, you like blondes.
And the brunette ones and the dark-haired, black-haired ones.
Yeah, but no redheads.
I'm just telling you, the redheads can be alarming. I certainly wouldn't rule them out. I'm just telling you, be prepared for a surprise.
Lolita was telling him how to talk to girls a little while ago. What did she tell you?
Look into their eyes during the whole time while talking.
Okay, well, you know, I'm following you, know-it-all, which is really frightening to me. There it is. There's a pen in your pocket.
And it's a United States Coast Guard pen.
That's a very nice...
With the words on it.
Yeah. That indeed it is.
Trick magnet.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
You are
too hot to handle
know-it-all.
I think
it's coming your way. Peterson?
Yes?
You ready to pile in the old red convertible and fire that mother up and
okay,
head
now,
for Capitol Hill?
Here's the deal. Richard brought a camera with him today, and ours is gone now. So I said, we brokered a deal. If I could take a picture of Know-It-All, Richard, and Maynard in the race car, then Richard could have a free ride home.
Okay, one picture.
One picture, but he says the picture does him no good. So give the picture to me when you're done.
Okay.
When are you having the film developed, Richard?
After I'm done with the film, with the raw.
And how many pictures are left?
I think four.
Well, okay. Let's take all four in the
camera. I want to save it for the bigger King FM gang.
The who?
King FM gang.
Who's the King FM gang?
Like George Shango, Steve Reeder, Peter Newman, Lee Jackson, Brian Law.
I have a question for you, Peterson. I need to find out what time you're on the air with them.
I'm not on the air with them.
Oh, you're not on the air with them.
They came outside the building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't even let you in the building.
Really?
Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way it goes here.
Yes.
Hey, Robin.
Maynard.
I can't stand no
more. Yeah,
law.
Take me away.
Hey.
Good day.
That's all, folks.